CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of January, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There are opportunities in the RSGB's regional team. World Thinking Day on the air is coming up in February. Are you interested in an exciting opportunity to volunteer with the amateur radio maker community? If you are looking to get involved in a different side of amateur radio this year, have you thought about becoming a volunteer RSGB regional representative for your area? There are 8 regional representative posts available for nomination in this year's RSGB elections. This rewarding role will give you the opportunity to represent the views of members in your region to the board, as well as supporting and advising the district representatives located within the region. Regional representatives are also members of the volunteer leadership team, have the opportunity to contribute to the society's strategy and policy development, as well as to its implementation. If you think this sounds exciting, and you are a confident communicator who has experience in managing people, then go to the rsgb.org/election page and read the candidate pack now. You'll also find details about how to apply, together with information on other roles, including the RSGB president and 2 elected board director vacancies. The closing date for all vacancies is 2359 UTC on the 31st of January. So, act now and use your expertise to make an impact on amateur radio in your region. On the 15th of February, Girl Guiding members will celebrate World Thinking Day on the air. The aim of this event is to encourage Girl Guiding members to make friendships with those in other units, using amateur radio as the means of communication. On this day, Crawley Amateur Radio Club and RSGB volunteers will be hosting special event callsign Golf Bravo 1 Sierra Charlie Golf, which relates to Sussex Central Guides. Girl Guiding members of all ages will have the opportunity to celebrate by communicating via the amateur bands. If you or your amateur radio club are planning to work with a local Girl Guiding group for World Thinking Day on the air, please get in touch via Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk so the RSGB can promote your event. As part of the RSGB's ongoing strategy to take amateur radio to new and diverse audiences, it is delighted to advertise a new volunteer role. This is an opportunity for someone to be an advocate for amateur radio within the maker community. The spirit of experimentation, curiosity and learning is common to both groups, and the RSGB would like to foster greater crossover between the amateur radio and modern maker communities. This crossover would be centered around hack space and maker spaces, as well as larger events, but would also encourage individuals from each community to inspire and learn from each other. This role is intended to help take amateur radio to a new audience with an emphasis on how the license would support other hobbies rather than the promotion of traditional amateur radio activities. To carry out this role, you'll need to be open to working with different communities, be proactive and organized, and be able to build a team and help it to work to achieve goals. To find full details of the role, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. And if you're interested in applying or being part of a wider team, contact RSGB Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX, via golf0mikegolfxray@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB is recruiting volunteers for two roles that are fundamental to the delivery of the Society's convention. The convention chair will be someone who understands the advantages of both online and in-person events. The successful applicant will have an awareness of all aspects of amateur radio and will contribute to shaping the RSGB conventions of the future to suit the changing amateur radio audience. A second opportunity to be part of the convention team is as the Society's lecture coordinator. This role is part of both the convention and Tonight at 8 teams and requires someone who is proactive and collaborative. The applicant will need to bring ideas for presentations that educate and inspire radio amateurs to try something new, learn more about interesting topics, and expand their knowledge of amateur radio. To find out more about either of these roles and how to apply, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. With an S. Don't forget that the next event in the all-popular 145 Alive series will take place on Sunday the 26th of January. It will run from 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. and there will be nets operating in most Maidenhead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part in the event, which is designed to promote FM activity on the 2-meter band, all you need to do is call in and make contact with others. For more information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. Now for details of rallies and events. I've shortened all these because they're a long way away. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, in Market Rasen. On the 9th of February, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Rally will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire, postcode WN72PJ. On the 1st of March, the Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society Rally will be held at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballinahinch Road, postcode BT266AR. Now the special event news. The South African Radio Lead, or SARL, is enjoying its 100th anniversary in 2025. To celebrate the occasion, the SARL Centenary Marathon QSO Party began at 0 hours UTC on the 1st of January and will run until 23:59 UTC on the 31st of December 2025. Throughout the year, the League, with the aid of its members and associated clubs, will be on the air using special event call sign Zulu Sierra 100, Sierra Alpha Romeo Lima, as well as the permanent call signs ZS6 SRL and ZS9 HQ. The details of a number of awards that will be available, and for more information, go to tinyurl.com/Sierra Alpha Romeo Lima. 2-5. The Deutsches Museum in Munich, one of the largest science and technology museums in the world, celebrates its 100th anniversary in 2025. Special call sign Delta Lima 100, Delta Mike, will be active throughout the year from the amateur radio station, which is part of the museum's permanent electronics exhibition. QSL via DL8FA. More information is available at qrz.com. Now the DX news. Thierry TK1CX is active in Cameroon in February 2025 in his spare time. He's QRV as Tango Juliet, /Tango Kilo 1 Charlie X-ray on the 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands. He operates mainly using FT8 with a solar power supply. QSL via logbook of the world, EQSL or via EA5ZD. And Don KW7R is active as Victor 73 Kilo Whiskey from the Marshall Islands in the northwestern Pacific Ocean. He's there on a work assignment until September 25, and in his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40 meter data modes contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using PSK63 and RTTY on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 14th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 14th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using ALMOS on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 16th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using ALMOS on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Saturday the 18th, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40 meter SSB contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using SSB on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 9th of January, 2025. First, let's take a look at last week's solar activity. As predicted, the solar flux index declined to the 160s. We had one X-class solar flare on the 4th, and there have been 11 M-class flares since then. The net result was that the ionosphere was unsettled from the 4th until the 6th of January, with the KP index hitting 5 on the 4th. Following this, the KP index was 4 on the 5th and 6th of January. There were reports of visible aurora over the UK on Saturday the 4th, but it was nothing like the record-breaking aurora in April 2024. There were coronal mass ejections, CMEs, over this period, but they were mainly facing away from Earth. Maximum usable frequencies, MUS for short, held up over this period, although the shorter days meant that the MUF over 3,000 km past didn't stay above 28 megs for long after sunset. MUS plummeted to below 10 megs by 1800 UTC on Sunday the 5th. The message is clear. Get your high-band DXing done by sunset. Next week, it looks like the sun is going into hibernation. The main sunspots will be disappearing over the western limb, leaving it looking a little bare. As a result, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain low until the 16th, when it's predicted to climb into the 200s once again. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast from the 16th to the 20th of January, with a predicted maximum KP index of 4. There are currently no coronal holes to worry about. So, in conclusion, this weekend, ending the 12th, looks set to be reasonable for HF operating, barring any X-class solar flares and accompanying CMEs. We predict that MUFs over 3,000 km will be above 28 MHz from around 0900 UTC to 1500 UTC. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. We are in the middle of a proper winter cold spell at the moment, and we're about to see a large high coming over the country. This high is building in cold air, and it means sharp frost and perhaps some fog, so there's a chance of patchy troppo at times. Conditions may further improve as the high slips south after this weekend, ending today. This may allow milder, moister Atlantic air in from the west to improve the refractive index contrast across the inversion, which could lead to troppo. The solar conditions have remained interesting and produced a few aurora alerts, so we can probably benefit from watching the KP index during the coming week. Meteor activity has passed its January peaks, and we're now sliding back into random meteor scatter activity as our best options. These tend to be better just before dawn. There's just one minor shower this week. The Gamma Ursae Minorids is active from the 10th until the 22nd of January and peaks on the 18th. We've mentioned sporadic E quite a lot recently, but with the passing of the meteor activity, the chances of it occurring reduce considerably. Although limited activity may enhance the lower bands, it probably won't feature in the usual high HF and VHF bands. The moon reaches maximum declination this weekend, ending today, the 12th. Moon windows are long and peak moon elevations are high. Path losses are also high and increasing all week. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for the Bristol area and South Wales, starting down here, Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is nbarc.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Thorndrean South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. More details are available on the club's website and Facebook pages. Terry, M0TJX, is contact secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie.uk, or on 07889208090. And Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. Over in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at the Bulwark Athletic Club, Mathone Road, Chepstow, NP16 5JT, from 7:30 p.m. The society welcomes all radio users, and the website is golfwhiskey4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. The website is at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club, or you can ring Ken Smith on 07411-595-103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9.30 until 10.30pm most nights of the week. Contact is via hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10am. Monday sees a digital net from 8pm. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8pm. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre. CF41 7SY on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk or ringing John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9pm at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10 9FQ, located 5 minutes from Junction 27 of the M4. On Fridays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7pm. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.